B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, it's Sutcher and Rich, final hour. No Fred, no Rich, no Wallach. They're all golfing at the Hoosier Caddy Classic. We're here for another hour. I do want to do some Celtics here, but I just want to clean a few things up. McGruff the Crime Dog Blue Checkmark is now following us.
Not me.
No, following you, man. That's a huge win. You said us, and I got really excited, and I looked. No, not following me. He's following you.
I'm always taking a bite out of crime, so I don't know why he's not following me.
But, like, you mentioned crime, you know.
Yeah.
Did he, like, search his name or something? Like, did he hear about it? There's only 100 people listening.
Is he a local guy, McGruff? I don't know.
Ooh, well, it's Chicago, right? Yeah. He's a Chicago guy.
Huh?
Well, dog.
What kind of dog was he, anyway? Like a chocolate lab?
Yeah.
That's what
I'd go with that. That sounds pretty good. I've been looking at the notifications on my Twitter at Joey Murr during... someone thinks that was Fred as Mr. T.
No.
I don't think so either. It would have been funnier than that.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's insulting to Fred.
Yeah.
Someone thinks we're kind of like, you know, the Transformers, knowing is half the battle. Or G.I. Joe. Well, that was a G.I. Joe thing. Why did he write that?
I think it's about his childhood, like more references.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Big Hairy Toe is trending.
There you go.
That's out there. I see a couple of calls. I just wanted to just knock something out real quick on the Celtics. So down the stretch, right? This was their shooting. It was 91-85. I got this from Chris Forsberg. Celtics, after going up 91-85 with 7:32 to go, this was the sequence. Jason Tatum missed a 22-foot shot.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tatum missed a layup that he complained about a foul he didn't get. Then Smart was inside on Curry, missed the layup. Then Smart hit a three, if you remember. That made it 94-90. It was 5:18 left on that one. Jaylen Brown, 12-foot miss. Jaylen Brown, 25-foot miss. Tatum, 27-foot miss. Smart, 25-foot miss. Smart, 27-foot miss.
That was the same possession, by
Horford,
the way.
Horford, 27-foot miss. How many misses that in a row? 5 misses in a row.
Yeah.
Late in the fourth quarter against Steph Curry. Forget about the Warriors. Steph Curry.
Right,
yeah.
Then, if you remember, Horford hit a three in the corner. That made it 100-97. There was a minute and 32 seconds to go. Warriors, you know, did nothing. Do you know what happened the next play? Jaylen Brown turned the ball over. What happened on that play? It was like on the out of bounds. I actually don't know. I didn't see the replay.
That was like the backdoor cut from Smart.
I thought it was an out of bounds play.
No. That was the pass Smart threw to him. Like Jaylen was going backdoor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a bad turnover.
Yeah.
That was a bad turnover. And then next shot, Derek White missed a three. Because Robert Williams, and actually, you know what's funny about this too? I think Robert Williams was out of the game for this whole 7 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds like if he had been in there, things could have changed up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thought that Curry wouldn't, I mean, if you think about it, when he came out, that's when they moved Wiggins to the big. Well, Draymond was essentially the center. And then Kerr would take him out, bring in Poole, because Poole's not a great defender either. But they had a good thing going. But that little sequence there, and if you guys notice a common theme with all those misses, 22, 25, 27, 25, 27, 27, 25. What are you settling for threes for?
I mean, that was it, right? That was the frustrating part of the end of that game.
But, like, again, do you guys think I'm wrong when I say that they have a legit matchup advantage? going at Steph Curry defensively.
Yeah, no question.
I'm not calling him a terrible defender because he's not a good defender. But he knows how to defend. He doesn't want to foul. He doesn't want to foul. So back him in. And Marcus Smart can do it. Jaylen Brown can do it. And there's been series before where they've been able to, like, get the mismatch. I don't know if Curry's doing the right thing or if it's like they're doing something differently on defense, but you can't settle for 25-foot shots.
No.
And if you miss, the Warriors can gain 6 points on – they can gain 7 points on one possession. We've seen it already. So I just – I think that that's where they lost the game. It was they missed consecutive shots, and the Warriors just nailed their shots. And every time they bricked, it gave the Warriors time to set up the ball, and Steph Curry could – I'm either going to shoot from wherever I want, or I'm going to dribble by you and pass it to Wiggins underneath, who's around the basket. That was the difference in the game, if you ask me. And I do think that every game they've lost, I think Mike, you kind of brought this up. Every game they've lost, they've essentially lost to like an all-time performance, but a career performance.
Right. Butler getting 40, each game that they.
But even Giannis had like huge games.
Yeah. Brooklyn couldn't get out of there.
Kyrie had a 40-point game, But in that first game, they lost, but the Celtics kind of stole the win. They won on the last play of the game.
Right.
So I just. They could have lost that. Every performance is either they beat themselves or they got beat by a star performance.
Yeah.
So I think we all agree.
Think they usually beat themselves in those games because, it's just one guy beating you.
Well, that's what it feels like with Golden State too, right? Like, I know Clay's gotten hot a little bit here, but overall, like, there's really, like, Jordan Poole, turnstile defensively. I know he's had a couple hot quarters, but overall, it's just Steph knocking down 35-footers in your face consistently. Which is frustrating. Again, I think the Celtics are clearly the better team than Golden State.
I don't know
if they win the series, but I think, hands down, they're better than Golden State is.
So, at official.nba.com, they announced the officials.
Okay.
It says 9 a.m. they're announced. What time is it?
9:10.
What's going on?
Got a little wrangle cooking up, Joe. That's what it sounds like to me.
Who should Celtics fans be looking for?
It's going to be Zach Zarba tonight. You watch. That guy hates the Celtics.
I think Celtics win tonight. They want this going.
I'm with you.
Yeah. See, if it's... Now we're playing the ref game.
Yeah.
Right? It's like... Remember how Big Jim had the gutless wheel of bums?
Yeah.
That was a great name, by the way. Just the gut of the bullpen was so bad. These refs, like... The NBA are like having like a. That's what's happening right now. They're all in a meeting.
Yeah.
And they're like, who do we want tonight, guys? Who's going to win tonight? And you're like, okay, so we want Golden State tonight, so I think we should put Zarber out there. Do we want a real even game where the refs aren't involved? Yeah, we'll go with Crawford. But if we really want to muck things up, we could put Tony Brothers. Oh, that could really. That'd really be a Sophie's choice. So waiting on those, waiting on those wrangle, still waiting to see. I'm going to hit refresh one more time.
What's the name of the site?
Official.nba.com referee assignments. Or just to Google referee assignments. So we'll wait on the wrangle. There was a guy who wanted to talk about the Beth Israel Hospital cafeteria food. But
get that review.
He hung up.
Has anyone ever done that? No.
He hung up, unfortunately. Imagine if they had like prime rib day.
Eat specials every day. Scallops.
What do you call it when it's like the old people special? Oh, man.
The early bird?
Early bird. Sorry, I don't want to insult anybody. You ever been to an early bird special?
Of course. I've been to Florida a million times with my in-laws.
Okay. You ever noticed the parking lot, though?
Been killed in Florida parking lots many a times at 5 p.m., Joe.
An early bird parking lot is a menace to society.
Yeah. An old lady elbowed my daughter. She was like 5 at the time in the head. It was like, get out of my way. Just to get her spot in line. And by the way, she was cutting us.
Oh, my God. The cafeteria. No, what was who was it who said China food? Was that who's the running back?
Eddie
there?
Lacy.
Yeah.
The cafeteria food.
Yeah. You're like the Eddie Lacy of the sports hub, Joe. Except you're more vast. You have a big selection.
I get big, and then they put me at fullback, and then, you're going to play line this
Eddie
week.
Eddie Lacy should have laid off the soda there a little bit. Yeah.
He is.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. Here's Mike in Malden. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling because, you know, so my wife had to give birth, and I thought it was a death sentence for me because I had to move in there with her for a few days. Then I was introduced to the Beth Israel Deaconess Cafeteria, where they give you 3 square meals a day, and they let you double up on the entrees.
Ooh.
So what, and the food is delicious.
Well, okay, so what were some of the entrees?
You got, like, you can do, they do, like, teriyaki bowls. They do seasonal specials. They do double cheeseburgers. You know, some of the basics, right? Wraps and things of that nature. But
any prime rib
delicious
day?
I didn't see a prime rib day.
No fillet or anything like that?
No, they keep it healthy. They do a lot of fish, like salmon fillets, and, you know, they spice that up. But
hospital fish,
nothing, no prime rib.
I think I got red meat. I think I got something for my buddy Dom from Dom Steak Tips and Sausage. Hospitals.
Sponsored by Dom's?
No, just he has meat. That he's now the official steak of the New England Patriots.
Oh, I didn't know.
So if you go to Gillette now, you can get Dom's.
Oh.
I think the hospital should reach out to him. And I mean, listen. You got to stay at the hospital. It's not a great experience.
No.
You know? And sometimes I stress eat. So if I'm going to stress eat, why don't I get something good?
Yeah. Especially at the hospital, you're stressed out.
What do you think, Dom?
Still waiting for those beefs to show up.
Oh, that's right. I figured somebody would have already brought that by.
Yeah.
They were afraid of the aliens. Okay. Here's one. Tim is in Nashua. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Big Joe, just a question. Balance the time between smart and white. I really I wish Ime would find some type of combination there for their time, because I think he's out there way too much. I just want your opinion on that.
All right, man.
White's out there too much?
Well, and then we'll talk with Brian Robbie. He's actually in San Francisco. He's going to call us at 6:30, 20 in the morning. Dedication, bro.
It's crazy.
Who'd you take off the court? It's only Robert Williams.
That's who he's been switching in with.
Yeah.
When they go smaller.
So I think Grant Williams needs a little bit more involvement. He only hit that 3 at the buzzer at the end of the half.
I feel like Williams' job is to, like, just battle with Draymond.
Yeah.
And draw fouls.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Celtics have an advantage with their bigs, with Williams and Horford?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't you want that more than maybe White?
Sure, but I think that, you know, with Williams, he's just such on a time limit that it's hard to play around with that.
In late in games, I don't know. Would you rather have Williams or White on the floor?
I would rather have Williams on the floor if they're up. You know, because he just makes such an impact defensively.
All right. Wow. The refs are out. I'll save it.
Okay.
We got Brian Robb, Mass Live, 98.5 The Sports Hub in San Francisco. He'll join us next, and I'll have the refs coming up next here on The Sports Hub.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big-time radio show.
Trocher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's Trocher and Rich. It's Joe Murray, Tim McCombe, Mike Lockhart. Skaz is here. Nick Jamelli's here. Christina's here. She's the new intern. And Brian Robb works here, works at Mass Live, he's covering the Celtics. He is in San Francisco. B-Rob, what's the vibe out there in Warrior Land?
People are pumped up for this game, Joe. It's obviously been something that we've been building up to this.
best of three, and everyone was bummed here out here. I actually went out last night with Chris Forsberg, and there was one, we were going to stop at a brewery, and they closed early. There was a sign on the door that they're mad because the Giants got swept by the Dodgers, so they had to close early. So they're bummed out by that, and I'm guessing they're going to be looking forward to a bounce back tonight here.
So let me ask you this real quick. In my opinion, I think Steph Curry is the best shooter of all time. I think he's arguably the best ball handler in the NBA. He's the best free throw shooter of all time. Could the Celtics end up losing to a planet player here, and maybe that's the difference in the long run? Because if you ask me, I think they've been the better team, the Celtics, through four games. It's just they're going against the planet player at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you're going against a guy who's shooting 49% from three in the series, Joe, averaging 34 a game, and has the clutch gene that the Celtics have not seemed to have all year long. And we saw that firsthand in game four. So it's a situation here now where I'm fascinated to see how they handle Curry in game five tonight and the rest of the series, because they're clearly, with their coverages on him, they don't want to overcommit and open the door for four-on-three situations by blitzing him. But at the same time, do you want to let Steph Curry beat you? And which he obviously could clearly do here if he puts together a couple more gems here. So I wonder tonight if they just try to mix it up with him, throw him a couple curveballs, make sure he doesn't get comfortable, because that's something that's been happening for a lot of these games, and it hasn't been enough for the Celtics and a couple of them to get past them.
What do you got, Tim, for Brian out in San Francisco today?
B-Rob, what was your biggest takeaway from the end of the game in game four for the Celtics? What went wrong in your eyes, and what are they going to have to clean up here if they're going to walk away with a win in game five?
For me, it was ball movement first and foremost, Tim. Yeah. It's a situation where, I mean, they scored on two of the final 12 possessions in that game. And for as good as Curry was, if they, you know, hit a couple more shots, if they get to the line a couple times, whatever, they win that game. But this has been kind of the Achilles heel of this team all year long, where they, when times get tough in crunch time, they fall apart a little bit. And they pulled it out in Miami in game seven, but that was even a situation there. If that game goes a minute longer, they're probably not in the NBA Finals. So it's for me now, you have to figure that stuff out. You have to gain some kind of a rhythm going into crunch time. I don't think the offense was great all night long, and so that kind of made it easier in game four for them to fall apart. But you start with offense there. Ime Udoka talked about it yesterday. He's like, hey, if we played decent offense in the series, we'd be up 3-1 right now. And so the margin for error is gone there. They have to, with Curry shooting like this, you can't afford to have a bad offensive flow, and that's what they did in game four.
Brian, what's the latest on Robert Williams? Is he pretty much status quo, going to test it out before the game, or is there any like good word about things are getting a little better between, you know, the each game, or is it just same as usual?
It's mostly same as usual, Mike. I talked to a couple of people behind the scenes of the Celtics yesterday, and they were all optimistic that, you know, he's obviously, I mean, he's going to be listed as questionable here, but you're going to give it a go, yeah, no matter what. And it's a night-by-night thing for Ime. You see, you get him out there, you see what he's gotten. For the last two games, it's been really good. I thought he was, you know, maybe their best player on the floor for most of the night in game four there, and then obviously kind of pulled up lame in the middle of that fourth quarter. But he's shooting, I think, like over 90% in the series, guys. And between that and the rebounding and some better mobility, he's a huge factor there. So you start the game off from now, Ime can kind of see what you got, and the hope is here he can handle it for another 25, 30 minutes and really be a deterrent in the paint against the Warriors. But the question is, if he's not, then things get more interesting for Ime Udoka in terms of, okay, you obviously, you ride Al Horford in the center spot more, maybe you go smaller, more with Derek White. And one thing I do wonder, guys, if in terms, especially if Curry gets going against that drop coverage tonight, again in game five, I wonder if, you know, they try Grant Williams at center just for a little bit, just to have the ability to switch on to Curry a little bit more, just to, again, to throw him a curveball for a part of the game. So I wonder if that kind of comes into play here.
Yeah, and this is something I've been mentioning all show today, but I feel like the Celtics have an advantage by going at Curry defensively. So, you know, I think we all want Robert Williams to be out there, but Grant Williams does give them a different look and helps them defensively. But what's going on where Smart was getting the ball on the block on Curry? You know, the final stretch there, final 7 minutes, they missed seven 20-foot shots. Like, what happened to going inside to Smart on Curry? And, you know, is it Curry playing better defense? Or they're manipulating the look? Like, what are you seeing out there?
I think a lot of it, Joe, is just the hero gene kind of comes into play here. They go for they went for the home run shot there in that fourth quarter. I think like 13 of their 21 shot attempts in the fourth quarter were threes. And that's just a dangerous game to play. I mean, especially against the Warriors team, that is pretty good defensively when they're locked in. I thought that happened in this game, in game four down the stretch. And so, to me, I'm with you, Joe. Going after Curry in the fourth quarter, I think, is in Jordan Poole, if he's out in the court, that's the Golden State's weakness. But in game four, they went after a guy like Klay Thompson, who had struggled a little bit in this series, but I thought was playing really well, particularly offensively in that game. And so when you have that, when you're going after him and going after like Wiggins or driving at Looney or Draymond Green instead of going after some of the Warriors' weaknesses in the guards, or maybe getting Smart in the block and letting him create with the pass or just trying to get the post up against Curry, I think those are the more high percentage shots that you need at that point in the game when the defense is going to really tighten up against you.
B-Rob, you think tonight's a must win for the Celtics?
I mean, based on the fact that it's been almost impossible for them to win two games in a row in the playoffs, I'd say yes. look at their track record right now. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they haven't lost back-to-back games yet in the playoffs. How is San Francisco? Have you gone on any trolley rides or done anything out there?
Not a lot, Joe. So I flew yesterday, so I got in pretty in the middle of the afternoon, and then we went straight to the arena for the media day stuff. So went out last night a little bit. I'm not gonna be able to sightsee or anything like that, which would be fun, but a lot of good breweries.
No Golden Gate Bridge.
No Alcatraz for me, unfortunately, this time around. But
how about the hotel food? What do we got for a breakfast, lunch, and today?
What's the nearest hospital? How's
there? B-Rob, I did mention that hospital food is very good, but I know, does the hotel you have, does it have a little station on for you?
Yeah, they have a situation, but I heard you guys talking about this, and I'm 100% like with you, because we had, my wife had our first kind of child last year, so I spent several days in a hospital, and the people are correct. Like, this is the sneaky benefit is the all-you-can-eat food situation in the cafeterias and in Boston at these hospitals. So that's something where people, you need the fuel at that point, and it's not, you're not getting prime rib or anything like that, but you can get a lot of food, and they'll give it to you pretty much whenever you want, which is great.
Confirmed by Brian Robb.
Boots on the ground.
Sources. Sources on the ground in San Francisco. Hospital food, very good.
Yeah.
So B-Rob, do you want to give a prediction, or are we saving that for the old paper there, the online Mass Live?
No, I mean, I had Celtics in six before the series, and so it's a situation here. I'm sticking to my guns here.
So you think two in a row then?
I do think two in a row. I mean, now I made that pick. I'm like, well, that was dumb. I should just do Celtics in seven based on how this is going. But I'm going to stick to the guns with Celtics in six. I do really like them tonight from a standpoint that they had, Curry's been couldn't pretty much play better in game four, and they still, that game was still there for them for the taking. So if he kind of falls back to earth for one of these games, and guys like, Tatum wakes up offensively, he's only shooting 27% from 2-point range in the series, which is just absolutely bananas. So if he kind of wakes up from that standpoint, I like their chances of getting it here. And then, I mean, I'm just rooting for Naeem to do another cross-country flight at the end of the series for Game 7. So we're going to go Celtics in six.
Mm. All right, Brian Robb, enjoy that spread down there at the hotel. I'm sure there's corn flakes and I'm going to say
orange
eggs.
Juice.
The orange juice. There's a guava machine. Oh, let me tell you. That was a big hit. I don't know, West Coast out there, they got all the goodies out there. So enjoy your breakfast, Brian Robb, and enjoy the Game 5 tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, he's B-Rob, Brian Robb, there in San Francisco. I've never been to San Francisco.
Me neither.
Tim?
You knew all the sites.
I know, like Full House and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Everybody knows that stuff.
Alcatraz, as we mentioned. Yes. You know, they have the Rice-A-Roni commercials.
Lots of hills.
Lots of hills. I am not. Nope.
Not a hills
out.
Guy.
Yeah. I just feel like it's not a place I'd want to go.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's like, yeah, we took a bike. I talked to Tom Giles. He's like, oh, I took a bike ride down the Golden Gate Bridge.
Not your scene.
Do I look like a guy who wants a... No.
You don't ride a bike?
Not now. No, I don't. But dude, back in the hood, I had pegs on the back, dude.
I was gonna say, you can jump on my peg.
People used to, I was a great guy to hold on to.
Yeah, front and back pegs or just back?
Back. Yeah. See, in the hood, we just had backs. Yeah. No fronts.
Yeah.
No. Did you ever see the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice video when he's got like the afro and the Penguins jersey?
Yeah.
He's sitting on the front of the pegs. I don't understand how that was comfortable.
Well, you sat on the
handlebar. There you go.
Yeah.
When there was he's leaning back on the dude.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I was always standing up. That was a weird discussion. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might not have worked out.
This is weird. All right. So real quick, I do want to give out the ref assignment tonight. Mark Davis is the crew chief and the referee. Tony Brothers.
Yeah.
All right. So what does this mean?
Well, I got to give you the stats. So I'll work on those during the break. I'm pretty sure Davis is pro Celtics.
Okay.
Pretty sure Brothers is pro Warriors. And then I got to find, now it comes down to Josh Tiven.
Well, Davis worked what? Game one, was it?
In the Celtics won.
Celtics won, right. And that was the game where Curry was just on fire in the first quarter.
First quarter, yeah.
All right.
So I think Davis pro Brothers is not.
I like the Celtics tonight. Don't love them in game six.
3.5-point underdogs. The guava drink. I have left the Continental Breakfast, walked to a Walgreens 4 miles away strictly to buy a water bottle to fill with guava. you have a guava?
Probably, I'm sure.
It's fruit, but like in Hawaii, it's like their drink of choice.
Yeah.
So you were hammering those on vacation?
Dude, I was hammering them, putting booze in them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guava's incredible. San Fran is a must-visit, Joey Murray, but it's cold?
Yeah.
It's cold in San Francisco. It's hot. It's West Coast.
It's north, though. That's a big state.
Yeah, like Lake Tahoe, I know, it's always snow in the mountain. But it's probably hot over there right now.
Sure. It's not cold right now. In the winter, it'll get cold.
Mm. All right, well, we got the stack coming up next. But first, here is Mike Lockhart. He has your Sports Up headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dare think that we think we're superstars.
No. We get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, it's the stack, 98.5, the Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray, Tim McCone's here, Mike Lockhart. Thanks, Gaz, for your help today. Nick Jamelli, Christina's here, too. And who's coming up next? Is it Beetle and Arcand?
Beetle and Arcand, yeah. Yep.
They got a real show. No, Tim, don't be insulted now. I mean, I'm not saying we weren't a real show today.
Yeah,
listen, the people out there, I think the 100 people liked it. What do you think? I think 100 people enjoyed today's show. But Beetle and Arcand, huh? Not at the golf tournament. Here, working. So essentially, is it like the 40 under here?
Yeah, right? Well, no, I think Felger's working today.
Oh, he ain't golfing. Actually, I figured he'd like hobnob it a little bit. You know, meet the people, shake some hands. Yeah, schmooze it up a little bit.
No, doesn't seem like his style.
They are at the golf tournament, though.
Oh, they're broadcasting from the golf tournament. Wait, Beetle and Arkin are there?
I believe so, yep.
Oh, what an easy ride for the both of them, huh? Oh. I wonder how their food is at the old...
Do you think it's like up to hospital food quality?
I've worked the street team event there, and it's usually very good.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Taken care of. It's always like a mix of just like steak tips and stuff like that, whatever. I don't know what they have. It's always different stuff, but Maz makes sure that people are taken care of.
Dom, I sent out the call to Dom.
Yep.
And I mentioned that, you know, now that he's the official steak tip of the New England Patriots and will be at the Garden, I've been told.
Oh.
Yeah. Loves the idea of Dom's in hospitals.
Yeah, I bet.
There you go. You're just expanding the business.
Yeah, the brand. You are like the brand manager right for them.
And he also likes the Celtics tonight.
Great.
So just in case, you know, you needed to take.
Yeah.
You know? He likes them. Okay. So, I'll get the numbers for you, but I'm pretty sure Mark Davis is pro Celtics, where Tony Brothers is not. Also, it's been confirmed that San Francisco's cold, which I did not know.
Yeah, chilly. 72 degrees today.
But I watch Full House. They're like in a convertible, like going down the road.
Well, that's summertime.
Yeah.
I mean, but even Mrs. Doubtfire.
Summertime, too.
That's true.
Yeah. What'd you want her to, like, shovel? You know, what are you expecting out of that?
And the plow's getting up those hills.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they even, like, does it get that cold where it snows like a foot? Or is it like one of those things like Seattle where it'll snow like an inch?
I wonder how the traffic is when
terrible.
Do the trolleys work still when it's cold out?
Probably.
So I had a couple. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this. So I'll be at the Encore tonight if I didn't mention that.
Yep. Be on air. 7,
special Celtics at 7.
Yep.
With Joe Murray. They even did a promo.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'll be
aren't
at the
you
Encore.
Hanging out after too?
I will be at Encore tonight, broadcasting 7 to 8:30. And then I'll hang out for the first half. So if you want to watch the game with me, and any side bets I'll take too.
Open for business.
I was open for business on Friday.
Yeah.
I tripled that. Yeah, nice night. I was at a poker, the blackjack table with Andy Wong of the Cowan and Sarge.
Mm-hmm.
We all raked.
Wow.
Huh?
Is Sarge wearing his belt or no?
No belt.
No.
But you know what? I feel like he should walk around the casino with a belt.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good place for it.
Yeah. That's a good conversation starter. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? What if you lose, though? Like, you
lose the belt?
Yeah.
Gambling?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll put my belt on it.
Yeah. He might. I had a chance to work an event on Saturday. It was in Marlboro. Wow, that's the first time I've been able to say that. I've been saying Marlboro. But it was a great event, first responders, everything. And I asked if there were any ringers like playing, and one of them was PJ Stock. Mm-hmm. And Mike Matros, who runs the whole Heroes Cup, was like, yeah, you want anybody on? I'm like, yeah. Like, I'll talk to PJ. So we had PJ Stock on, and I asked him about the future of Patrice Bergeron. He works in Canada, his ties to the Canadians. And I asked him the simple question. I said, hey, do you think Patrice Bergeron could sign with the Montreal Canadiens? Here's what he said.
Do you think there would ever be a chance that Patrice Bergeron would sign with the Montreal Canadiens?
Let's do this. Kent Hughes, former Montreal guy, who is now back in Montreal, the general manager, was Patrice's agent, is still kind of his agent because Kent's company still represents Patrice. Patrice does not have a contract. He is unrestricted free agent. He could. Chris Letang is another name, the exact same situation. Another one of Kent Hughes' very good clients who is without a contract. Can I see them sign in Montreal? Yes. Will Patrice? No. Not Patrice. I think Patrice. I really don't know. I think Patrice loves this organization, loves this town, loves the people. You think of the Boston Bruins over the last 18 years now he's played?
Yep.
18 years. And you think of, you know, there's great names that came throughout this organization. But the one name that you just think of during that entire time is Patrice Bergeron. And he's just, what he is on the ice, as you guys are lucky to watch him play every night, but he's just so much better off the ice. And I think the organization can't afford to lose him. But I'll tell you, every other organization in the league would be pretty excited to get him.
So I told him not to kick my ass because I said the, you know, headline's going to say, PJ Stock thinks that Patrice Bergeron could sign somewhere.
But not Montreal.
I don't know, man.
But he kind of alluded to that.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're Bergeron, would you come back to this?
Yeah, just because it's been home forever, and if I only want to play a year or two more, why not finish my career?
Right. But he won't want a cop. He won't make $6.5 million again.
I don't know.
I mean,
is it about money for him? I don't know.
At least three guys are gone the first 6 months.
Yeah.
New coach. Like, is this a destination? I get it. Hey, I want to play hockey. I like it here. So if I'm going to play, I'll play here. But, like, do you want to play for a team that may compete?
Yeah. I mean, how much was he involved in the feedback on the coaching?
On the Cassidy, too. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, like, if they trade David Pastrnak. So, believe it or not, Marchand's the guy that probably is the best value. I think Marchand is more value than Pastrnak.
I don't.
Well, Pastrnak's in the last year of his deal, though.
Right.
So there's really no, it's lame, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you would almost have to, like, do a sign and trade with Pastrnak to get maximum value.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And where are you going to find a 40-goal scorer?
Right.
You know, around the league.
I mean, it's nice to have a 40-goal scorer, but he fades out in the playoffs and doesn't score at all, so.
Just a random take, but obviously Cassidy was fired, but I think this Celtics run has really, I think that Cassidy was the scapegoat, but the fact that there hasn't been a lot of, there's been, people going at Sweeney. Like, there's been a lot of Sweeney needs to go. I think if the Celtics weren't in this final here, there'd be more chatter, and maybe Jacobs and Buffalo would hear that.
I mean, probably not.
But what I'm saying, though, is I think it's taken the heat off the Celtics, off the Bruins.
Sure.
You know, I mean, look, they fired Claude during a Patriots championship parade.
Parade, yeah.
They just buried it. You know, this guy's going to, Marchand's going to miss 6 months. You know, Grizzly's going to miss 6 months. Someone else is missing 3 months. Like, their guys are just hurt. They're going to miss time next year. I just think Sweeney and Cam Neely are being let off the hook based off the fact that people are in the Celtics, you know, zone right now where maybe they can't really share their feelings on it because they're at all. Like, right now, I'm like, hey, you watching any shows? No, I'm just watching the NBA Finals every night.
Yeah, the Celtics.
Where it's like Sweeney should get canned.
Yeah, of course.
That's the way he was talking in that press conference, I'd fire him over that.
Yeah, it was weird. He obviously is taking the side of the players over Cassidy. I think these players don't really mesh with Cassidy, so it's a problem.
And when I say 6 months, I mean, like, they're going to miss now and for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, they'll come back. Obviously.
Still, though, I mean, that you got to work yourself back to NHL shape.
It'll
be easy.
So I found this story kind of interesting. Mike Tyson, we all know his podcast. What's that podcast name, Mike? I know you always get sound from it.
Hotboxing with Mike.
He talked about a time that, like, Tupac came and visited them in jail.
Yeah.
Like, got a visit from Tupac?
So, you know how I said, like, going to a hospital, they have really good food?
Yeah.
How's prison food?
So, I don't know, actually. Yeah, I want to stay away from that.
I was going to say, best prison food in the state. Yeah.
So Mike Tyson's talking about when he's in the can, B.B. King, James Brown, Whitney Houston, Florence Henderson. So what? When you go to jail, famous people visit you?
Apparently, yeah.
So Mike Tyson got a visit from Tupac.
Yeah. Well, Tupac name drops him on It Ain't Easy. So.
Yeah.
So, like, is that what you got to do to meet famous people now? Is go to jail?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if that's the blueprint. Yeah.
Not anybody on the street.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're going to be famous.
Famous, go to jail.
Right, and then the people will visit you.
Yeah.
I'll visit you in prison, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some beefs.
I'll be Bubba.
You can trade beefs for people.
The name's no longer Joe.
It's Big Joe now.
It's Bubba.
And you're my hoe.
He got a call from Tupac's mother and said, hey, do you want Tupac to come and visit you? Well, that's what happened.
Athena?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen All Eyes on Me?
Yes.
It was like a bad portrayal.
Yeah,
it was okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
The Biggie movie was...
Yeah, that wasn't great either.
Straight Outta Compton was probably the best out of...
Yeah, I only saw that once. I don't remember as much.
Yeah, and I always mention this, but Defiant Ones, if you ever get a chance, watch it on HBO. It's about Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Dr. That was great.
Yeah, you know, a little long at times, but yeah.
So, that's it, guys. We made it through a whole entire show today.
We talked a lot of stuff, like aliens.
I think if we rattled off the stuff today from aliens to hospital food...
Yeah, you think that rundown's a little out there?
Weather in San Francisco. Do you have any people actually DM'd me, Mike, about restaurants in your hometown? And I'm not lying. I got three. Okay,
lay them on me.
Buddy's Union Villa in Easton.
I've never been there. Oh, no, I have. I walked in there once. It was like a total record scratch.
Tell your boy in Easton. The Pizza Depot.
Oh, sure. Right down the street from my house. I mean, that's a pizza place.
There's just, but yeah, if people DMing me. Thank you. Ass man!
Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Ass man! Play ass man now. Thank God. And I had fun today, guys. I did.
It was fun.
So many asses.
Everybody that's at the old golf tournament. Skaz, thank you. Nick, Mike, great job.
Had
Tim,
fun.
Thank you so much.
Nice job.
I'm Joe Murray. We have Beetle and Arcan live from Canton coming up next. I'm Joe Murray. I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock from Encore.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.